Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. As we're studying 2 Samuel chapter 8, we're noticing the dominance of David and his army. But the author doesn't want you to just notice the dominance of David in this passage. He also wants you to see the dedication of David to the Lord. We are told, beginning in verse 7, that David acquired much wealth through gold, silver, and bronze as a result of the victories he had won. Part of it came as the bounty of war, and part of it came as other nations began to see the dominance, and they wanted to either thank David for destroying their enemies, or perhaps they didn't want to be next on David's list. So in order to show tribute, they send gold, silver, and bronze. But did you notice what David did with it? These also David dedicated. Together with the silver and the gold that he dedicated from all the other nations subdued, from Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, Philistines, Amalek, and from the spoil of Hadadezer, the son of Rehab, king of Zobah. So instead of hoarding wealth and taking care of only himself, David is dedicated to humility of self and worship and honoring God. It would have been easy for David to think that he was deserving of these tributes and offerings since he was the king of Israel. But David understood who was the one truly deserving of honor. So the question is, what do you do with the blessings that come your way? Do they simply end with you? Do you see them as what you deserve, or do you humbly reroute them to the honor and praise and to the glory of God? As you pray today, please remember Sirpong and Jesse Yaobang and their family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the DIGO LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.